What up, what up? Welcome back. It's the Truth of Darion Show. I'm your host, Don Darion. Hey, and helping me get through this is my best friend, my partner in crime, the lovely, the beautiful, Lauren the G.
Oh my gosh. Hi,
How you doing,
everybody.
Lauren?
I'm
There
doing fabulous, obviously.
you go.
Great introduction.
All right, y'all. It's Sunday, April 22nd, 2018. We got a spectacular show for y'all today. We broadcasting here in Dallas, Texas. We're looking forward to some great weather this week,
Oh,
70s,
please, Lord.
80s. Except for Wednesday, I think it's gonna rain.
Well, you
Anyway,
know.
y'all. We talk entertainment.
Yes.
We talk millennial life, and
Yas.
we talk shit. Okay, 30 minutes of nonstop chatter, y'all. You can find us every Sunday, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and BlogTalkRadio.com.
Please rate, subscribe, and share.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So Lauren, what's up? What have you done this week? I think you've actually been doing some stuff.
Yes, I normally
Explain to the
have
people what
no
you've
life
been
at all,
doing.
but this week I actually went out and I saw Screech. Yes, Screech from Saved by the Bell. He came here
His name
and
is
did it.
Diamond Dustin. Dustin the Diamond? Is that
Dustin Diamond.
Screech?
There's no the.
Oh,
It's a, yeah,
sorry.
no one names
His
his kid
name
that.
sounds like a the
It's
thing.
Dustin Diamond.
Okay.
Screech, that's what I know him as.
Yeah.
And I saw him doing stand up and it was actually kind of funny. I was very surprised. I was really expecting it to just be crappy
The
and just to
last thing
buy
I
it.
heard from him, he was like in a porn or something like
He was
that.
selling his own porno to
Something
save his
like
house.
that.
Yeah.
It was some
It was a free
gross
show, so I mean,
stuff.
you know.
Yeah.
It was a but it was actually kind of funny.
Well, guess what I found out?
What?
I found out that Lauren doesn't know what houseway, where that came from. All right, that's not how you say it, but houseway, you know.
Yeah, I
Anyway, the
don't know.
Kanye West thing.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
sorry.
watch. I
I
don't
just
really
wanted to say a
have
random fact. I feel
TV.
like everybody know. We were texting one day, and she said something, and I was like, houseway, and she was like, what does that mean?
I was like, what is that?
I just feel like everybody should know what that is. Also, guess what?
What?
So this week I got some new running shoes because I'm back out
Ooh.
on a track,
I
y'all.
need some.
I'm doing it, okay? Like I was
Yes.
trying to get okay. So I was trying to find a brand that I can like really like you know look fly in and you know not Nike because everybody gets Nike.
Well,
You know what I
I
mean?
was gonna say Nike.
Right? I know, but I was thinking about you know I love New Balance. New Balance is like one of my favorite shoes.
He's been wearing New Balance since
Yeah.
like middle school.
But I looked up the New Balance prices and they're expensive.
So you got Nike?
Okay. I got Nikes. But I got Nikes because I just walked in the store and I was like, what's the best shoe for running? And I put them on and it felt like I was walking on clouds.
Yeah, I haven't
I
graduated
got
to there
the
yet.
Nike Lunar Glide. I don't know what they're called.
Darion
Lunar
runs. He
Glides.
runs miles
No,
every day.
hold
Not
on.
every day.
I
He
used
used to.
to.
He's getting back up to it. I
I
used to
used
work
to.
out
That's why I got my
in
running
bouts a
shoes.
few years ago, but I've been in the gym recently working out my legs, and I'm gonna tell you my thighs are sore. I've been walking funny. It's ridiculous. But give me
You've been
like till
walking funny because of
June.
the
In
gym?
June, y'all, yeah, obviously
Just the gym,
I
though?
have no sexual activity to report. Just me, my vibrator,
We are
and
gonna
my
get into
tablet.
we're gonna get into a little bit of relationship stuff at the end of this
Oh Lord,
of the
y'all.
show too.
Do we have to?
We have to. But for right now, we are gonna get into our discussion of celebrity news.
Okay, because
And
there's
bringing us
lots.
through this is Lauren the G, and it's her segment called Lauren Explains It All because she knows it all. So Lauren, go ahead, take it away.
Okay, so first we're going to talk about Kendrick Lamar. Let's say congratulations to him because he
Yes.
just won the Pulitzer Prize for Damn. Amazing album. If you've not heard it, you should
Okay, can you
listen.
okay, so I've read that 100 times. What is the Pelicans? I mean, what is it called? The
Can you not?
I'm sorry. Is
look,
that
okay, I just
disrespectful?
want you to know that all black people are not ignorant and we can all, some of us can pronounce Pulitzer Prize or Pulitzer. Some
Pulitzer.
people say Pulitzer. It's, I don't know, tomato, tomato, whatever.
I don't wanna
It's a
like make
very
it.
high, it's a high, you know, award. It's a very like high of
Prestigious.
prestigious. There you go.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for. Exactly. It's a very
Okay.
high honor
I feel bad
in the
because I
literary
didn't I
community
just
and you know, jazz artists, I believe, have won it, but never. He's the first rapper to ever win this award. So it's really amazing. And it is a real, I mean, he's a very good lyricist. So, I
I didn't
mean,
listen to it, but congrats.
I haven't listened to the whole thing, but the songs that I
Did
have heard, DNA, that is an amazing song. You should definitely listen to that if you haven't heard it
Excuse
before.
my dog, everybody.
He's adorable. You should definitely check that album out if you haven't. It's an amazing album. So moving on.
Great.
Belly, Coachella. He got beat up.
Who?
Belly, the rapper, he perform.
Oh.
He's a rapper, an amazing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's a pretty good rapper. I haven't heard that many songs by him, but I've heard enough. And
Oh, got you.
there's a video on TMZ. He,
It
I
just
guess he's
wants to be
walking.
like the most noisiest. I'm so sorry. It's just so noisy.
I was like,
Like,
someone
it's
got shot
so
outside, I
much.
guess, and
Ambulance
and I
and
think
somebody's Mustang.
someone's being chased by on a motorcycle by the police.
The
And
dog? Anyway, sorry. I'm so sorry.
okay.
Do it again.
So Belly was walking through, you know, the area between the stage and like the crowd where you, like, I guess it's an area where you can get to the VIP area. Uh-huh. So he's walking through, and I don't know if it was just a case of that they didn't realize that he was a rapper, despite the fact that he's covered in chains and performed earlier that day, so they had to have seen him. 10 security guards, like, literally jumped him. Like, jumped on Coachella security guards, him and his bodyguard. In the video, I mean, it's crazy. Like, they're just shielding each other. And
well, you know, Coachella's not, you know, it's a white...
It's not super organized?
Well, oh.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
It was like a white organized event.
I mean, Belly's Hispanic, so I don't know. He looks light enough.
They're still scary, too.
I don't know. Sorry. I'm just saying, I feel bad.
Was that racist?
All I'm saying, I'm sure there's going to be a lawsuit because Coachella hasn't said anything, but he's like, you know, took 20 of y'all. I was still standing. I don't know. I feel bad for him because I like him, kind of.
So. Never heard of him, but you know what?
Coachella about to pay that money. Okay, so more rappers. Kanye West, luckily, happily, I guess, he's releasing an album. Two, actually. One on June 1st, one on June 8th. One is by himself. I think it's like 7 or 8 songs. And then there's another one with Kid Cudi.
I don't know if I'm excited. I don't know, because you know, the new Kanye, everything is...
Kanye's been new since his mom died, so yeah. I don't know. His music just hasn't really been the same. He's been having people write for him for a minute, so, you know, hey, it is what it is. I'm assuming...
Is that allegedly?
No, that's a real thing. Everyone knows that people write for Kanye. That's, everyone talks about it. They just, no one makes it as a big deal because I guess his music's so good, it doesn't matter, maybe?
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, he's putting out an album. Drake's putting out an album. J. Cole just dropped an album, too, so...
Yes, I did listen to the J. Cole album.
I like some of his songs.
He's like... But it's like, he has the music that you can, like, really listen to, yeah, listen to the lyrics, and not, you like can follow it as like a yeah, story. I exactly. like his music.
It makes you think. It's yeah. thinking music. You know, it's not music that you just, you know, want to play in the background. It's music that you want to listen to. Okay. So congratulations. Not well, congratulations, but good luck to you on all your releases and stuff. I hope it's good.
It's the summer, you know. Music coming up.
I'm looking for some new good music to listen to because Nicki Minaj isn't delivering. Sorry.
Wow.
I mean, her songs debuted at like 83 and like 90 something on the Billboard charts, but I mean, what's to be expected? She's not that great anymore. I mean, she's good. She just needs to come out with another banger. That's all.
She gonna do it.
I'm sure she's got something coming out. I'm sure there's more coming. I think she just did all that crying and stuff for publicity because no one believes that your feelings were that hurt. I mean, you're Nicki Minaj. Come on. Are you that sensitive?
Well, we was talking.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Uh-huh. So moving on to something good, I think. No, I know. Actually, it's great, okay? Senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, has introduced a bill on the eve of 420 to decriminalize marijuana or deschedule it as a federal offense.
So they
cannot prosecute it federally anymore, and they can't, you know, Jeff Sessions can't threaten anybody anymore. Even though President Trump said that he would support, you know, the federal protections against them prosecuting states where it's legalized. So I hope that this gets passed through because y'all...
I think that it's a...
I'm all about being natural, if you know what I'm saying.
It is a step in the right direction, I believe.
It is a step in the right direction, the high direction, to the sky, sitting on a rainbow. Wonderful. It's a lot of extra revenue. It's just a plant. I mean, I could grow it at home if I wanted to. I'm not going to, but I could. Just sitting. So, either way, moving on.
Randomly, I would like to grow grapes, but if you like to grow...
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that would be fun to grow some grapes. When I get a house, I want to grow my own...
Have a little grape
spices.
Vine.
Not my yes. spices, but like, you know... Parsley and rosemary. I want to grow my own, you know, seasoned.
I just want to grow grapes,
and
like the red just ones. Yeah, I don't know.
I want to because I heard that it's really hard. I want to have my own garden.
You have to have like the right temperature, the right soil, you know, stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure
I can't do it here.
You are so stupid.
But it's okay. I'm still.
I want to be able to grow my own food, so I can say I can know that there's no additives and stuff.
I just don't want to die from it. You know, a lot of people. Anyway,
die
I don't
from
know.
Growing grapes. You know, can you die from that?
Well, I was telling somebody how I wanted to make my own wine and I'm gonna have to grow my own grapes, and they were like, "Well, if you make it wrong, you could die." I'm like, "Whoa!"
I didn't expect all that. You know,
like,
our friend from high school, her parents made their own wine and beer at their house. Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made their own wine and beer at their house. Her parents were amazing. Hi, Jenny, if you're listening.
She's not. No, I'm just kidding.
Jenny probably is because she's an amazing friend, just like my friend Kelly. Hey, girl. How y'all doing over there?
This is going to be the shout-out show, or are you going
to this is my segment, so I can shout out who I want.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We went out to see Screech last night. I just want to say, hey, girl. Anyway.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl. Moving on to something. Oh, we were talking about working out earlier. Lifetime Fitness needs to get their life together, okay? Mm. Just because we're black does not mean we don't like to work out.
Is this
okay?
another company
oh
that
my gosh,
has
okay.
showed their
yes,
colors?
You know, Starbucks is already sending, you know, closing like 8,000 stores in May to like do... racial training or whatever. So in the last week, there have been two instances at on Lifetime Fitness, one in New Jersey, where a man who's been a member for 8 years was asked to rescan. Him and his guest were asked to rescan in twice. The police were called. And his membership was banned, like, or terminated, I guess I should say. And the guy, there's a video, if you look it up, and the guy is like, I've been here, you know, forever. We're the only black people here. They stop us from working out and ask to scan our cards again. And, you know, he's asking the cop, like, why is my, you know, membership being terminated? The cop's like, look, I don't know what to tell you, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, you know, like, what? To me, it is so annoying to have to deal with the whole, like, racial discrimination and people not believing you or whatever.
Exactly, because if you're black, you must be up to no good.
But don't you just want to, like, pick your battles? Like, is that a battle that you had to pick? Like,
yes.
Why couldn't he just scan what? In again and show them, like, I've been a member here? Like, and then,
he did.
He scanned in twice.
But
didn't he made like a big deal about it? Then the police were called.
No, he didn't make a big deal about it. He walked up to the counter, scanned in his card. They showed that he was a member again. And they called the police for no reason. And they never even said why they called the police. Which is why they got fired. All three of them. The manager and the two people that accosted them. Because they were working out. They scanned in. His friend signed in with one of the managers. He scanned in. They went to go work out. A lady came up to them and said, he needs to pay. You need to scan in again. Why do I have to scan in again? Why? What do you mean? He definitely paid. No, he needs to scan. He didn't pay. So he comes back up, scans his card, and look at that. He's like, I've been a member here for 8 years. I've always had trouble at this place. No, I don't believe it. They need to do better. And then there's another one in New York, right across the water, where two famous boxers, Jermell Charlo, who were going to fight at the Barclays that night, were coming to do their workout. They wanted to buy a day pass. The lady wouldn't let them because they said they smell like weed. Now, mind you, they're boxers, so they can't smoke weed because, you know, they're being drug tested, so that's impossible.
Yeah.
So you just see this, like, sadity, I don't know, white Arabian, I don't know what she was. She just had dark hair and light skin. And she was just saying, no, you can't come in. I'm so sorry, you can't come in. They smell. Da, da, da. I'm like, all you saw was some black guys coming in, wanting to come into your nice, perfect white gym. And you try to turn them away, not knowing that you have famous people. Now he's trying to sue because he said, you're keeping me from doing my job because I need to work out. As a boxer, I need to work out before a match. So now
yeah,
he's suing
them. I probably would have got them for something like that. Like, okay, you know what? Yeah, you're going to have to pay for that because you're going to say I smell like weed, really?
Like, there's no way. There's no way that I smell like weed.
Right.
There's no way.
Because, you know, I really, really want to do it. So, yeah. You know what? Now you're accusing me.
There's a video of that, too. You hear him say, yeah, he says it. We're boxers. He said, we're boxers. There's no way. There's no way. No, I'm so sorry. Just all, you know, just get out of my face. You're not worth it. She just thinks that they were just some, you know, black people trying to be somebody. No, honey, I got reach. Run me my money. So now he's suing. Good. I hope he gets all the money in the world.
One day this
hope world. Hope he owns that.
World will get better.
I hope so. At one incident at a time. I'm glad we all have phones now.
Yes.
You know, Robin Thicke, Paula Patton, and Paula Patton helped him write like a bunch of his songs on his albums, like four or five of his albums.
He writes his own music?
They write it together.
Oh, I didn't
look
know.
Look it up. Max Haddington, okay? That's her surname, because her middle name is Maxine.
I know his parents were songwriters. And
yeah.
They
wrote plenty of songs together, yeah. And they decided to hide it because they didn't want, you know, the cliche of girlfriend and boyfriends writing songs together, so they hid it. So look that up, Google it. It's an amazing
thing. But she still made sure she got paid by
using
that little...
Max Haddington, look that up, yeah. So that is it for Lauren Explains It All.
There you go. All right. I didn't even expect that. That was just so good. I didn't expect it to end. Anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to bring it back. Darion's Dilemma. I know we haven't had this segment in a couple of weeks, but you know what? I didn't want to share my drama with y'all. Darion's Dilemma, let me explain it again. It's basically you guys are going to help me with some advice, okay? I'm going to give you my dilemma. And I know it's supposed to be the other way around, but I need more help than you. So,
oh, gosh.
So, no, for real. All right. Now, this week, y'all know I've been living on my own for a couple of years now.
Okay.
Since I was 25. I know I'm a little late bloomer, but I'm from the North, so. We're 30 when we're in the North.
That is not true.
Seriously. In the South, you got to be 18 and out.
But I've been out of the house since I was like 19, okay? I've been living on my own for a minute. So it's not just a Northern thing.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. So my thing is now I have all these responsibilities. It's very, very tough. I'm a busy guy, okay? I work. I have crazy schedules. And I don't have time to clean. So I'm thinking about ordering a maid service.
Darion,
No, listen.
Oh my gosh.
I found this maid service, $60 a week.
A week?
Yes. And they will come twice a week.
Darion.
Once to wash clothes.
Oh my gosh.
and wants to clean up this filthy apartment.
Darion.
With a dog.
Mind you, I want y'all to know that Darion's apartment is like 400 square feet.
Excuse me. Don't be trying to play my apartment like
Darion,
that.
Darion. This apartment is so small. You could literally like sweep it 5 times and you've cleaned the whole thing.
Okay, listen. It's 520 square foot. Which is
what? The size of a fucking closet. I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
The size of an effing closet. I want you to know that his kitchen and his living room fit inside of my living room, okay? Why? $60 a week?
$60 a week. So what's that? How much is that a month? 60 for 240.
That's too much.
240
for this small place? Sorry.
Okay, listen to this. Look, imagine.
She's going to steal your stuff.
I want you to imagine you coming off work, hard day. You've been working 14-hour shifts. You're just so tired. You know, you walk in and you smell a beautiful, clean smell. Everything's wiped down. I'm talking about the TV, the ceiling fan, the carpet.
If she's even doing that, are you even going to check for that?
I hope she
does.
They
are not doing all of that, okay? They're just spreading E. coli all throughout your home. They don't even clean their rags.
So I didn't read the fine print, but I'm pretty sure that's what I expect. And then I'm a man. I always have to take out the trash. It's a cleaning service. They could take out the trash for me.
Darion, I just think that this is a complete waste of money. This apartment is way too small.
But what about, okay, they should be able to clean the refrigerator. They can clean the refrigerator, which is really important.
He has nothing in his refrigerator, by the way, because he doesn't cook. So
but it still
all
gets,
he has is like cream cheese from 2015.
But it still gets dirty. Wait, talking about the whole stealing thing. I had a maid service, not growing up, but for a little bit, and they never stole anything. Or not that I know of.
How do you know? There's stuff used to disappear in their house all the time.
What is it? What in my apartment? Look,
how many times did your parents blame you for something that went missing in the house?
What they going to steal? Like empty liquor bottles? Like what can they possibly steal from me?
We're recording on equipment right now.
A
laptop.
A 2004 Mac.
He has a Bluetooth. He has a dog that they might eat. You don't even know.
A 2004
I don't know.
Mac.
I don't know. I just feel like this is not safe. No, this is just stupid. Darion, I'm going to need you to stop being lazy. You're almost 30. It's time to do better with your life.
I like work such long hours.
Oh my gosh, not all the time. This apartment is just clean once a week.
Remember when my dad... Okay, so if y'all listen to other shows. So my dad sent me a text message saying, talking about I need a wife. It'll be so much easier.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, why get a wife when I can get a maid service? $60 a week, $240 a month. That's affordable.
That is
now,
affordable.
I do need a new car as well. So maybe I should be looking into that. But I can't clean all the time.
I just feel
do
like
you clean should... your do you when do you how often do you clean your apartment?
Once a week.
And what do? You do everything. You clean the toilet. You clean all of it.
Yeah, because it doesn't take that long. It's just me. Your apartment's the size of it's small. This apartment is teeny.
But the clothes. Okay, but you come into my apartment.
Okay,
you see
I just
how
want you to
is.
Know that it takes less than like 5 minutes to vacuum this. I mean, he has a big rug in the middle of his floor, and that's it.
And I have a big vacuum cleaner too, because my last apartment.
It takes
apartment,
like 5 minutes. I've cleaned this place before. It takes like 5 minutes to do it.
But
scrubbing toilets tastes like.
Okay, but your cleaning is very different from my cleaning.
You know what? I don't know what that means.
Like a
all
deep
I
cleaning,
know,
like a deep cleaning and like a little pickup cleaning. That's just two different things.
Either way, you don't feel like doing either of them because you're dirty. So I don't even know what you're
complaining
about.
Okay, you know
what?
I'm just going to go ahead with my little cleaning service. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Waste that money and don't be asking or borrowing any money from me when you can't pay your bills because she's stolen your laptop and all this. If y'all don't hear us, we're not going to post next week because all the stuff is going to be stolen. It's going to be sold somewhere on Craigslist.
Anyway, y'all, just give me, anyway, send me a text message. I want to know your opinion. Lauren,
tell him no.
What's your
please.
Phone number? Give me your phone number.
1-800-KISS-MY-ASS.
Okay, excuse
you funny. You about to get my thing out so you can.
All right, y'all. No, we gotta stop. Okay, we're gonna move on to our serious stuff now. Okay, we gotta take it serious.
All right.
Okay,
no
more laughing.
Lots of serious stuff happened.
Lots of serious stuff is going on in the world. Lauren's gonna take us in. How are we so serious?
Okay,
is that how you say it?
How are we so serious? What?
That's what we're going to go with. How are we so serious today?
Okay. So, y'all, okay. A lot of people have passed away in the last week or so, just to say.
It comes in threes now, you know.
This is more than three people, so I don't know. It's four. I don't know what to say. What's four? What is that?
Quadruple? I don't know.
You know, we're serious right now.
We're serious.
Okay. Barbara Bush, former... First Lady Barbara Bush. She passed away. Unfortunately, I mean, she an old age, not like, you know, tragically
really
or
sad.
Anything.
Yeah.
DJ Avicii. Now that we still don't know how he passed away, but he was only 28. So, I mean, it is kind of sad. He was a very, very, very popular DJ.
Yeah.
Wake Me Up. I think that was song, oh, wow. Or Wake Me, something like that. Vern Troyer, Mini-Me.
No, not Mini-Me, Austin Powers. No.
Oh my God, she's gone. Like,
that's so sad.
49. Like, I don't know. I feel bad. He always seemed like he struggled with some things over the years, alcohol and whatnot. So, pray for God to
money does families. To you. Money does crazy things.
When you, yes, you need to have control. Money doesn't change anything for anybody. And Greg Popovich. His, you know, the San Antonio Spurs, I believe, owner. He might be an owner of a different team. Don't quote me on that. But his wife, 40 years. His wife, Erin, passed away.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, the NBA community is very close. So, I mean, it was a sad thing.
Oh.
Poor baby. Just.
No, I mean, seriously. It's awful.
I mean, and it's just been a lot this week. I mean, and Prince, they just released a never released before Prince album. They just actually released the video of his crime scene, and you can actually see the body.
Oh my goodness. I didn't watch it.
It's blurred out, but you can see his vault and his house.
Are you serious?
Because the police finally like completed their investigation and released the evidence.
Not interested.
Oh, dang.
It was on TMZ. Oh, sorry.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I didn't watch the part where I had to turn it off.
But you know, like,
but
stuff
you can't
like
see
that.
They blur it out. They completely put a black spot over it, so you can't even see anything. I didn't want to see that. But I mean,
but people will watch it.
Yes, they will. And
Lord.
I did.
Lord.
But I didn't want. I mean, they blur out the part, but it's more of that you're seeing like the inside of his house. You see this vault with all these unreleased recordings, and I mean, it's interesting. So, moving on, Southwest.
Mm.
What the mess? Okay,
yes.
Like a lady. Okay, what happened is a flight that was leaving out of LaGuardia. I'm sure if you haven't
that's
heard.
New York, y'all.
Yes, LaGuardia coming here to Dallas, Texas, actually.
Hey, Dallas.
After they got up and over, I guess somewhere in Pennsylvania, the engine of the plane blew up.
Exploded.
Flew off, flew back, hit the plane, caused a huge hole in the plane, and a lady got half sucked out of the plane. Okay.
Okay.
The passengers had to hold her.
And pull her back in.
Like, to keep her from getting sucked out of the plane.
They said that luggage was like, people thought was flying out of the window. Y'all, I would not have made it.
Y'all, she did not make it, unfortunately.
She didn't make it, yeah.
She did not make it. She's a mother of two. I feel very sorry about that. I'm sure she's going to get paid. The other passengers, though, will not be getting paid that much. They're only getting paid $5,000 and like a $1,000 travel voucher.
Me.
So I'm sure that money will be up.
Excuse
in
me.
Another
yes,
week or
it,
so.
Oh, yes, it will.
After
that, You put me through that traumatic time in my life.
Yeah, no.
Where
I'm having nightmares, night terrors. My neck hurts.
I almost died in a plane crash. Like, I almost died.
I can't even ride a plane now. My job is flying.
$5,000?
My job requires me to fly on planes 50% of the time, and now I can't.
No. See? I will now own a Southwest jet. It will be in my name. It'll be given to me. I want the title. Okay?
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to calm down. Ma'am,
no.
We're not going to be doing that. I'm sorry.
Absolutely not.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to write this letter to corporate. Did you want to take this money or not?
Did you just die in a plane crash?
Did you die in a plane crash? No, ma'am. So
I'm
going to need
survivor.
You to stop being so dramatic,
I'm
ma'am.
A survivor. That's why. Okay?
Yes. You look
God,
like you survived some
oh my goodness.
Could
you imagine?
Things.
And you want to provide me a voucher?
What else are we supposed to give you, ma'am?
That is just... You...
You what?
Have you ever diverted emergency landing?
Security,
in
this passenger is getting... Let me stop.
Let you be that gate agent. I'm cussing everybody out.
So,
and I work in the field, okay?
You
can cuss me out. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You can get $100,000. It's all yours.
Alrighty. Okay, so you know what? This is getting a little too serious. So we're going to end our serious stuff. Good luck to all those Southwest passengers, and I hope you got to get a little more money than $5,000, because that's just not enough.
That's not enough, okay? Almost died in a plane crash? Absolutely not. Yeah, you need some more money.
Not at all.
All right, y'all. We're getting close to the end, but you know, we still got to talk our shit, okay?
Yes.
So basically, we're going to do something a little bit different.
Than we normally would, yes.
Yeah, because we're going to talk some shit about turning 30.
Y'all, okay. The struggle is real out here, okay?
The struggle is real.
Am I old? Am I young? What am I right now?
We in that weird stage of where, like, we're still too poor, but almost have enough money, but...
Not really, like, a lot,
really.
But, like, more than I had in the last few years.
Like, I still overdraw at brunch, but it's okay.
Oh, I don't overdraw at brunch.
I just don't even go to
brunch
anymore. I
still, like, you know, spend all my paycheck. I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. I don't have, like, a savings right now. But apparently, by the time you're 30, you should have a paycheck. Or not a paycheck. You should have savings. You should have, like, 12-month savings by the time you're 30, at least. I don't have anything, y'all. I got some debt, though. Not a lot, though. I'm working on it.
A lot of school loans, okay?
Oh, gosh.
So, like, where I think I should be... Okay, so what I imagined when I was, like, younger, like, where
oh
I should
gosh,
be, okay?
Let's not even talk about what
First
I imagined.
First of all, at 25 years old, I was definitely supposed to have a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure why I even wanted a BMW, but I definitely, this lady was 28. I remember her. We used to work at this restaurant. And I was like, I'm going to be 25 years old with a BMW. She was like, why don't you try like 30? I was like, girl, just because your life sucks.
Oh my gosh. And you're
28, a supervisor.
Meanwhile, he's 29 and got a broke 2007 Honda Accord that he had when he was real broke. Like, it's not broke.
It's real broke. You know what I'm saying? Bro. I also was supposed to have a 6-bedroom house. 6-bedroom, 4-bathroom. Because, I mean...
Why would you need that?
I mean, that's what I would
be. I was supposed to be married by now. I was supposed to start having kids at 27. Yes. Get married at 27, 26, 27. Start having kids. Be done by the time I'm 30. So I should have like 2-3 kids right now and a husband. Instead, I'm alone in an apartment. My dog died. Got killed at a shelter by my ex. And, okay. I'm just here. Making
this a little bit morbid.
I'm sorry. It's so hard being almost 30, y'all. I just didn't realize it was going to be this difficult. No one warned me. Lord.
And then the fact that you see, like, everybody on Facebook with having
their
kids.
Families, getting their first houses, and you're just like, what am I? What did I? What?
Am I supposed to be having a house?
Should I? What did I do wrong? Did I do something wrong? Maybe I should have.
Yes, we did.
I didn't make a permanent mistake when I was young, because I was stupid when I was 20. I'm not going
to
lie.
I do feel like a lot of our peers, they have to accelerate their whole childhood, adulthood, just because they did have kids young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to provide for your kids. You have to go straight into the workforce, straight into doing stuff. My friend, I'm so sorry. Like, he told me this story. He probably don't want me telling everybody, but
we're going to have
whatever. Is he going to listen? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
He's a good friend, he will.
He told me what his brother got caught at 14 years old, like, you know, having sex or something like that.
14? And so, well, that's normal. That's normal these
days. So the daddy was so mad, and he's talking about, you know, what are you going to do? I can't even tell the story. It's not even my story. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do if you got this girl pregnant? You're 14 years old. He was like, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to get a job.
Oh, my gosh. This is not Maury, okay?
I was like,
you need a job at Chick-fil-A. That's the only one that's going to hire you young behind.
But that's what you're supposed to, that's what you're supposed to say. Okay? You're supposed to act
like
that. Yes,
with that $400 paycheck, you are going to support the world with that. Gosh, I wish their parents would have warned us a little bit better about what life. They were like, look, just go to college and you'll get your degree and you'll be fine and everything will be wonderful.
You know, one thing is, I don't understand. Okay, I'm 29. So I don't understand. My parents had me at 24 years old.
It's more expensive to have kids now than it was before, too. So that's another thing.
Yeah, but like, still. But it's a lot. Just taking care of a life and taking care of kids and showing them.
Your mom had twins and another kid.
So I don't even know.
Twins and another kid. I don't know how my mom did it. By the time she got surprised pregnant with me while she was dating my dad of three. They were there for 3 years. And she was like 30.
Way to call your mom out.
What? That she's been dating the same guy for 3 years and they weren't using condoms. It's 3 years. She got pregnant but with me and my dad was like, I'm going to marry you because my dad's a good guy. Of unlike, you know, the other two men who just abandoned her when she got pregnant. He married her and moved from D.C. to Maryland and they lived happily ever after until she died.
Okay.
It's cool. Not really. But, you know, we're living our lives.
We're living our lives. But, you know, this thus far is our 30 years old.
We're rocking it. We don't have any kids, and that's fine. And I think that's a good thing, honestly.
Just feel like waiting for more stuff to come anyway. Yes. We're getting to the end of the show, y'all. You know, I'm really sorry to say goodbye, but we have got to do our quotes, our inspirational quotes. You know, we kind of ended on a sad note, turning 30, but we got some inspiration for y'all, okay? So Lauren is going to go ahead. She's going to go ahead and get her quote out.
Yes, this is a quote for, you know, the youngins.
Is it inspired by anybody? Does it make you...
It is inspired by my friend Kelly. She is in school right now and is under a lot of pressure because, you know, she's trying to get her degree and moving on up. And it's a lot and it's hard. And I don't want her to get down on herself and to ever think that she's not amazing because she is.
Yes.
And here's my quote. Okay. A diamond is merely a lump of coal that did well under pressure. Life is hard, but pressure is a good thing. It makes you change and become a better person and be able to handle even more than you could before. You are a diamond, honey. Rock it.
Yes, I agree.
All of you are, not just her, but her in particular. Hey, boo.
Gosh, that is just such a great...
Thank you.
It's amazing.
That's my baby. So I love
it. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and... Because we got to hurry up, y'all. Anyway, so some people create their own storms, then get upset when it rains. Okay.
Exactly.
That's my inspirational quote.
Sorry. Just popped in my head when you said it.
I actually hope that inspired you. That was actually just a really random one. Anyway, but y'all, we gotta go. Time is up. Catch us every Sunday. We post on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio. Yes. You can find me on Instagram at the Dawn Darion, D-A-R-I-O-N. And Lauren, where can they find you? Where can they stalk you?
Oh, don't stalk me, but you can look me up on Instagram at Lauren_G.
All right, that's perfect. Make sure you rate us. Make sure you find us, subscribe, share, tell all your friends, everybody.
I'll be posting new pics of my new gym body in like 2 months.
And until then, we'll see y'all next week. Adios.
Bye.